3 weeks. Shit really Bun B fault. The name of the album would have been 2 weeks, because I did the whole album in a week. And I took a week to mix it down. And you know, Bun B was supposed to get a verse to me in a certain time, but how you gonna say a legend supposed to do shit for you in a certain time? You can't rush legends. So it took him like another week to get to my house, and I was like, I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna be 100, so I'm gonna name this whole 3 weeks, not 2 weeks. I felt like I'd be lying if I still named it 2 weeks, so the name of the album is 3 weeks. I'm gonna explain that title to you right now. Tell y'all a little story though. My first big hit, for all my super fans that probably remember, about 5 years ago, it's called Crush. It came out, I recorded it in 2009, damn, that was a long time ago. And it started getting popular in 2010, and it hit the radio everywhere in 2011. So a lot of people first time find out about me or hearing me is probably in 2011 when the song just started going everywhere, all over the country and shit. But anyway, when that song started taking off for real in 2011, every label was trying to get at me, from goddamn Holly Park, fucking Atlantic, fucking who else, goddamn Warner Brothers. Everybody was trying to get at me for Crush, but they was trying to all give me the single deal, and I wasn't about that. A lot of my rapper friends, they end up taking the single deal, and it worked out for them, but it never was me, man. I was always like, I do too much. I make the beat, I mix and master the song, I come up with the song, I push the song. You gotta pay me for all that shit. But anyway, you know, I've always had a boss mentality, so I never want to take the single deal. But around that time, a lot of labels trying to get at me because I was a new guy, and they was just like, man, you know, let's just see what he talking about. And one of the labels that really tried to get at me that we kind of remembered was Jive. And the guy that ran the urban department at Jive at the time was Neil Levine. And he had got Charlie Boy, I Look Good. And that song did pretty good, you know, but you know, at the time, you know, I was a new artist and I didn't really have a lot under my belt. So, you know, everybody was just trying to give me, you know, the deal the deal everybody get. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we end up turning it down. Yeah, as a lot of, many of deals we turned down over the last 5 years. You know what I'm saying? And, last year I just turned up so much. You can say what you want, hate all you want. I did a lot last year, man, like 5 projects, all type of shit, man. It all trickled into this year, you know, Stop being one of my hardest songs ever. You know what I'm saying? Just the all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and my girl DJ B, right? She used to DJ at the Box, you know what I'm saying? But now she DJs at Hot 97 in New York, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to her, you know, she plays a part in this too. You know what I'm saying? I'm crossing stories though, but anyway. Where was I at? Too many wings, fucking up my goddamn memory. Okay, yeah. Anyway, Neil Levine, you know, the Keisha song gets, you know, a remix, you know what I'm saying? Because B Wright, I'm gonna go back to her. She, her last day DJing at the Box in Houston, it just happened to be the day that Rico Love was in town promoting his album. And he was also at the station and she played Keisha. You know, she always supported me. So she was just playing Keisha for her mix. She was recording her mix for her last mix at the Box. And Rico Love heard that and was like, what the fuck is that? You know, she was like, man, that's Keisha, it's from B-King, one of the hottest artists out here. He's like, man, send me that shit go hard. You know, and then B-Wright hit me, and she said, hey man, Rico Love fucking with this song, man. I said, ooh. I said, okay, well, I followed him on Twitter, he followed me back. You know, real 100 dude, you know, but I ain't put a thirst mode yet. You know, I was just like, all right, man, Rico, cool, you know, hey. You know, later on that week, I had a show in, what was the show at? In Waco. And C-Sharp is a Kevin Gates fan to the death, you know what I'm saying? So we were jamming Kevin Gates' new mixtape at the time, and Rico Love came in on the hook, and I was like, let me DM this nigga real quick, you know what I'm saying? See if he wanna fuck with this Keisha song. You know what I'm saying? And I hit him in the DM. I said, hey man, that song that you liked at the Box, my homegirl B-Wright said you was feeling that, just hitting you up to see if you may want to be a part of the remix. He was like, fuck yeah. Nigga, that song go hard as hell, nigga. He's like, nigga, this stop go hard too. I was like, nigga, what the fuck you know about that stop shit, nigga? I thought you was a singer. He like, nah, my nigga. He's like, nigga, I'm gonna tell you what my motherfucking motto is, nigga. Fuck with greatness before it blows up. I was like, you know what? I fuck with you, Rico Love. You're a real ass nigga. He's super cool people, real down to earth ass nigga, man. Be Right played a part in Keisha being made. I called up Kirko. I was like, hey man, Rico Love finna hop on Keisha, man. I need you too, man. I need the yellow nigga power. Come on, man, get on the toe. He's like, all right, girl, I got you. Kirko. You know, that's how you talk. Anyway, so now Keisha's complete. And, you know, we put it out, you know, just like all my songs I put out on the internet, it breaks the internet. You know, it gets the attention of a guy from my past, a guy named Neil Levine, who tried to sign me when Crush was hot. He reached out to my manager, Tasha, and was like, hey, man, we see you guys still making moves. I just got into a new situation, distribution through Sony Red, and we're looking for a Texas artist. We have artists from all different sides and coasts, but we need a Texas artist. I have love for Texas. You know, I had Charlie Boy in 2010. You know, I have love for Texas. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, I did my research on you. And out of everybody that came out, when you came out, 2009-ish, 10-ish, they not around no more. You remained on the radio every year with one or two songs, not just in your city, across the country. You know, so we know that y'all just don't want no bullshit, but we would like to partner. How can we partner? What do we have to do so we all can be happy? And I was like, well, you know, that's crazy, man. No one has ever came at us like that before. You know, it's fucked up by being from Texas, man. It's a gift and a curse, man. Like I said that shit 5 years ago on Kings in the Club. Damn, that's crazy. It's a gift and a curse, man. Being from Texas, it makes you this motherfucking intelligent marketing genius because you don't got shit. No one gives a fuck about us out here. When you think Texas, especially H-Town, you think about our legacy. You think about the people who came before us, the people who gave us our identities. But you don't think about the new niggas. You don't. And with that being said, it turns you into, you have to do whatever you can do on your own to make you a grinder, make you a hustler, make you have your own merch, and make you, it's like when you'll come to Texas and hear songs come on in the club and people go nuts. And if you may be from New York or LA, you probably never heard of them before. And when people come down here and they hear these songs, they are stuck in their head. They're like, this is the best shit I ever heard in my life because, nigga, we have to go harder than you. When you hear our shit, it sounds like nothing you've ever heard before because we have to go harder than you because no one cares out here. You know what I'm saying? It's me. I have songs that are worldwide, but when I hit a certain state or a certain glass ceiling, people don't know that's my song no more. It's still there though, but they don't know that's Beat King's song. And a lot of artists go through that. A lot of Texas artists, we go through that, but you know, I got off topic. Anyway, so we was like, hey, you know what? My homegirl B. Wright, who is in New York now, who DJs at Hot 97, she's trying to do this Houston segment at the radio station. And I was gonna fly out to New York anyway. So when we go out there, we can come to your office and we can chop it up about this. He was like, cool. You know, shout out to my homies, D-Lo, my homie, Maxo Cream, GT Garza, couldn't make it. I tried to get him out there. Chose couldn't make it either. We was trying to get like the whole new H-Town out there in New York. But it was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? That was my first time being in New York. And just from all the work I put in last year alone on the mixtape grind, when I went to New York, before I even had a meeting with, you know what I'm saying, Penalty and Sony Red and all that, I went to all these publications who welcomed me with open arms, man, from the hot new hip hop, that's family. We was already good, but I never went to their studio before, their office. Going to Complex, talking to Justin Charity, you know what I'm saying? He's super cool people, you know what I'm saying? Just going to all these different publications. You know, I couldn't even get to all of them. I couldn't even get to my dog, Urza, you know what I'm saying, who put me in a motherfucking Rolling Stone. I couldn't get to my, I got to my partner, David Drake, you know what I'm saying? We went to three different pizza places trying to find somewhere to eat. New York got that motherfucking pizza. Hey, I fuck with New York pizza. Anyway, you know, so anyway, you know, just all these publications, man, and what I want to say to a lot of Texas artists, man, we got to get out of Texas, dog. We got to go to other places, man, because we'll die here, dog. You'll put out all this good music, dog, and if you don't ever leave, ain't nobody ever going to hear that shit, fool. We going to die here, and we going to die great, too. We going to die legends, hey, man, I need to go hard. But when you get to Alabama, they don't know who you is. They just know your music. They don't know you. You get to Atlanta, they playing all your shit in the clubs and the colleges, but they don't know their show song. Anyway, got off topic. Anyway, you know, so B-Wright was having a Houston segment about New Houston. And, you know, I went to Hot 97, you know what I'm saying? Met DJ Enough, you know what I'm saying? All the people that up there and everything. And I was just like, man, I appreciate you, B-Wright, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? Just been helping niggas since day one, ever since you came to H-Town, and having us here in this New York situation, I'm up here on some label shit too. You know what I'm saying? And went to the penalty office, you know what I'm saying? Met Neil Levine in real life, you know what I'm saying? He looks like Steve Jobs. I don't give a fuck if he gets mad. He does. He talks like him too. Hi, I'm Neil. Hi, B. King. Nice to meet you. Boy, you're tall. Have a seat. Let's talk about this. You know, and that's how he talked too. But, you know, real cool dude. And we was chopping it up about my plans for what I want, my vision and everything about how I want to take my career and all the work we've put in over the years and all that. He's like, you know what, well, let's go over to Sony right now. Let's go meet him. I was like, cool. You know, so we go over to the Sony Red building, you know what I'm saying? Like a couple blocks down, everything is in walking distance in New York. I know I lost like 3 pounds that whole weekend because in New York, I walked probably more than I walked my whole entire life. But anyway, went to Sony Red, met, I can't think of his name. Dre Barry know his name, though. I can't think of his name. But he was over Urban in Sony. He's a cool dude. He say, B. King, is that B. King? The nigga that run Texas? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, I did my research on you, you know what I'm saying? I had to call H-Town, I had to call certain people, I had to call people that rap a lot, I had to call certain people, you know what I'm saying? And they all say, you that nigga. I was like, man, hey, man, I don't fall off. That's just what I don't do, man. You know, hey, you know what I'm saying? So we sitting in there, let them hear Keisha and shit. They all feeling that shit. And like, well, I hope we can get this deal done, you know what I'm saying? We'll love it, you know what I'm saying? Get this popping. I was like, yeah, me too. You know what I'm saying? But I've been flown out to labels before and I've talked to labels before, you know? So I don't get excited about shit no more. You know what I'm saying? A lot of heartbreak, a lot of fucked up feelings in your chest when you go through a lot of bullshit and get disappointed, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, once this shit gets finalized and done, then I will be able to begin being super happy. But anyway, after all the Sony meetings and all that, we finally get back to the penalty office. We're sitting there. He's like, well, BK, I'm ready to put something out. I'm ready to put something out right now, man. So when can we get an album? I was like, my nigga, I said it too. He's white. I said, my nigga, look, you talking to a machine, fool. You ain't said nothing. Boy, let me say this. I had just put out Houston 3 a.m. a week ago. The internet still broke from that. Houston 3 a.m. is only a week old. He's like, when can we get an album? We want to put out an album, B. King. I was like, man, shit, it don't matter. I mean, whenever y'all want one, you know, I'm talking shit, whenever y'all want one. You know, and they passed my manager, Tasha, me and her, you know what I'm saying, the distribution paper. It showed the releases for Sony. It was like, well, if you can get us the album this day, then it'll come out this day. The further down we go, the further down we're going to have to be at a release. And we don't want to release in the fourth quarter. We want to release as soon as possible. So what's the fastest you can get us one? Can you get us one by July? And I was like, damn, it's June. You want a whole album in a month? Never done that before. Fuck it, let's do it. You know, so it's like shit, you know? So before the paperwork was even handled anything, I started working on this album. And when I was recording it, I was like, this don't feel like a Club God album because I'm not super twerky on this motherfucker. It's a free topic, whatever's on my mind type situation. I'm talking about my life on here. I'm talking about, I'm being childish. I'm talking about bitches twerking in the passenger seat. I'm talking about all type of different shit. And I was like, I'm gonna name this whole 2 weeks. Cause I did the whole album in a week. Did like 20 something songs. Soon I came back to Houston, I did like 20 something songs, man. And I didn't put them all on here because I didn't want to have a bunch of the same shit on here. So I narrowed it down to the ones I like. And you know, the songs that didn't make it, you know, they're going to still come out as singles or eventually, you know what I'm saying? But did this whole album in a week, man. It was so many different songs that didn't make it, so many unfinished songs just sitting in my hard drive because I can always tell when I'm going to use a song. If I do the hook and the verse and the hook, I can listen to it and be like, do I want to put another verse on there? I don't know. I can tell if I'm going to use it already. But it's a lot of songs. It's just unfinished. I did a lot of songs, though. You know what I'm saying? And I just put the ones on here that felt good. The ones that, you know, that I want to listen to over and over and over again. And that's how we came up with 3 weeks. It was going to be called 2 weeks, but Bun B prolonged it. And I was like, just to be 100 with my fans, I'm going to name it 3 weeks then. Because that's how long it took to get this whole motherfucker done. And that explains that title. Shout out to Penalty. Shout out to Sony Red. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games now. And shout out to all my fans. I ain't nothing without y'all. Shout out to all the DJs that have been supporting me since day one. I ain't nothing without y'all. Shout out to all my fans across the motherfucking world. Shout out to Southern Hospitality. Shout out to David Boy Smith. Shout out to Rob Percy. Shout out to Speaker Fox sending me the motherfucking videos from London of people singing the words to my shit word for word. That's fucking insane to me. Shout out to all my fans on Snapchat showing me that they're in Spain and motherfucking Paris jamming my shit. That shit's insane to me. I'm in Houston, Texas, and you are jamming my shit in Paris, Spain, Brazil, motherfucking Japan, people in the Air Force in Japan, Germany, and London. That shit's insane to me. I'm from Studiwood. Y'all are jamming my shit in London. That's crazy. Shout out to all my supporters, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, on this album, you know, it's not so twerky. It's not so... The energy is there, because I am energy all day. I can't ever stop being energetic, but you know, it's just like certain songs I want to just, when I heard the beat, and maybe talk about certain things. It's like, you know, I love all my fans, you know, so I have a hidden song on here. One of the 20-some songs I made is this song called What Do You Do? Now, to me, this song is whack, but I can't tell if it's whack or if it's brilliant, because it's corny. I'm being very childish, but I'm talking about real shit in my life. Talking about real life experiences. But the timeline is not present like that. The things that I'm talking about, they didn't happen this year. They didn't happen a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. But I'm mixing it with things that are happening in my life right now. I'm talking about my daughters. I'm talking about a lot of present things, and I'm mixing the time together. So, you know, the song is weird how it's funny to me because everything I'm saying is real, but when I listen to it, I'm like, man, you know, people may not know how to really take that because I'm being childish about some real ass shit. But I'm gonna let you guys hear it. And the name of it is called What Do You Do? Produced by the homie Stunt and Doja. And not I'm saying that. Shout out to all the producers on this fucking album. Without producers, I ain't shit. Fred on them, Stunt and Doja, myself. Who else on this motherfucker? Brandon Blanco, Sergeant J, Hope I ain't leaving nobody out. If I am, I'm sorry. You know, I fuck with you. Oh, G Luck and Be Done. You know what I'm saying? But we finna get into this song. What Do You Do? And shout out to everybody that heard the outro in Houston 3 a.m. I got all your replies from Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I need y'all again. When y'all hear this song, I want y'all to leave comments in my on my pictures or on Twitter. Let me know if this song is real, funny, or whack. Or all three. But, you know, let me know how you feel about this. You know what I'm saying? And let me know what's up. Let's run it. Club Cut. What do you do when you live one deep and you stay by your motherfucking self? What do you do when the bills is due and you ain't got no motherfucking help? What do you do when your bitch is broke and she talk to you like a fucking joke? Hold up. What do you do when you can't pay probation and you don't wanna go to jail? Yeah. Bitch hit a lick, bitch hit a lick. Hold up. Finna hit a lick, yeah. Tommy hit a lick, bop. Tommy hit a lick, finna hit a lick, yeah. Bitch hit a lick, Tommy hit a lick. Hold up. Pull a kick though, bop. Bitch the rent though, yeah. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna make God mad, cause I told him I wasn't gonna do it no more. But yeah, I gotta hit a lick, gotta hit a lick. Oh, I need some money, bitch, I need some money. I done sold everything, I'm a fucking house. I done sold a $1,500 couch. Had to take $500 for the whole Craigslist. Pistol in my studio, I don't wanna use it though. Promoters acting like they don't wanna do a show. Promoters acting like I ain't start this whole club shit in H-Town. Promoters acting like I won't run up on their ass, put their face down. Northside bitch, won't play around. Studiowood nigga, keep a K around. When you down, them hoes, they don't stay around. They don't wanna fuck his Drake's in town. Okay, fuck you then, bitch, I wasn't paying for it. Gotta get this paper, can't beg for it. God, no offense, but praying don't work, man. I'ma put a nigga in a hearse, man. I'ma put a nigga in the dirt, man. Gotta feed my daughters and it hurt, man. Jesus, you know my mama died, so you know I ain't never ever finna go to church, man. Only love 5 people on this earth, man. Oh, I gotta get it. What do you do when you live one deep and you stay by your motherfucking self? What do you do when the bills is due and you ain't got no motherfucking help? What do you do when your bitch is broke and she talk to you like a fucking joke? Hold up. What do you do when you can't pay probation and you don't wanna go to jail? Yeah. Bitch hit a lick, bitch hit a lick. Hold up. Finna hit a lick, yeah. Tommy hit a lick, bop. Tommy hit a lick, finna hit a lick, yeah. Bitch hit a lick, Tommy hit a lick. Hold up. Pull a kick though, bop. Bitch the rent though, yeah. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna make God mad, cause I told him I wasn't gonna do it no more. But yeah, I gotta hit a lick, gotta hit a lick. I done sold a refrigerator to a white dude on meth. I done sold 2 flat screens to a pawn shop, but ain't get shit. I learned you get more for an LED screen than a plasma, cause apparently plasmas are old and I didn't know that. I done stole shit and sold it. Gotta hit a lick, gotta hit a lick. Bills due on the first, right now it's the 5th. I done woke up and it was hot than a bitch, cause the lights off. I don't wanna be in the dark. It's hard to see in the dark. It's hard to pee in the dark. One time I paid all my bills and I forgot to pay the water. I couldn't make no ramen noodles or take a shower. Fuck these niggas, fuck these bitches when I'm broke, ain't shit funny, even Martin. Get to thinking about my daughters, catch niggas slipping, bitch shit can get retarded. What do you do when you live one deep and you stay by your motherfucking self? What do you do when the bills is due and you ain't got no motherfucking help? What do you do when your bitch is broke and she talk to you like a fucking joke? Hold up. What do you do when you can't pay probation and you don't wanna go to jail? Yeah. Bitch hit a lick, bitch hit a lick. Hold up. Finna hit a lick, yeah. Time to hit a lick, bop. Time to hit a lick, finna hit a lick, yeah. Bitch hit a lick, time to hit a lick. Hold up. Pull a kick though, bop. Bitch the rent though, yeah. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna make God mad, cause I told him I wasn't gonna do it.